Why, hello. Another negotiator enters my chambers. Oh, the confusion is always so delicious, but allow me to explain. You are here because you deeply, genuinely, wished for a way to get what you want, and you would sacrifice anything to get it. Am I wrong? Ah, you think there are limits to what you would sacrifice, but you're wrong. But you know that feeling. Desire. Well, that is my domain. Correct. I am the god of desire. So, let me ask, what is it you want? Do you want unlimited wealth? Really more greed's department, though. Do you want, the ability to capture the imagination of the man you want? That must be it, right? Sometimes considered lust's department, but not for you. You don't want to just fuck this man. You want to own him. You want him to be yours irrevocably. Excellent. Let me ask then, what is your desire explicitly? Give me your words. Good. Simple. You want him to be yours. I can make this happen. I can make almost anything happen. But what are you willing to surrender? Writing me blank checks is a very dangerous business. I do appreciate the call, however. You've acclimated well to this place already. Not a chamber many humans have seen, but I get visitors often enough. Your reactions, though, unique. I see the lust. I see the want. To me, desire is distinct from lust in that it is not simply about the human connection. It's not just about the toil in the bedroom. It's about the ability to shape what you want, to manifest anything that you truly desire. Lust can be a part of it, but to me, it is a lesser, shall we say, evil. Oh, yes. These are very human emotions, but they are so delicious. So I offer to you then a way to prove that what you want is desire and not lust. I offer to you clarity. Here is my proposal. I grant you what you want. This man fawns over you. He loves you desperately. He will need you every day for the rest of his... I almost gave you a number. That's forbidden. But for the rest of his life, you will be all he has. What I want in return is your orgasm. No. My sweet, pitiful creature. I don't want to make you come. I want your ability to come. I want your bodily autonomy to orgasm. I want to own your cunt. Because I have desires, too. You see, it's the perfect way to tell someone whether they have a desire or they have a lust. If you would give up your orgasm, then it's desire. Don't you agree? I have here a magical parchment. Should you affix your name to it, this deal won't be done. For the next 10, let's make that 15 years, your orgasm will belong to me. You will never, no matter how much stimulation, be able to achieve orgasm without my express approval. If you ever want to come in this time frame, you will have to reappear and renegotiate. And let me be clear, you do not want to be on the weak end of a bargaining position with me. Now that that's understood, let me clarify some things. You will still feel all of the tortures of pleasure. You will not be spared the stimulation. You will be deprived of the relief of it. So, that Hitachi you so love, it will feel good on your cunt for 5, 10, 15 minutes, and then sheer frustration, rage, even. You will never tip over the edge. Every time this happens, you will think of me. You will wonder, what would he want? The simple act of saying, come for me. And the answer is probably much more than you want to give. But when someone is so desperate like that, maybe you'd sell the farm. But that is the test, isn't it? What do you want? And how much do you want it? Here's the quill. Here's the parchment. So, would you like to sign? Or do you have more questions? The arrangement, well, I suppose I did leave out some particulars. What do you want in exchange for 15 years of your ability to orgasm? You've said that much, but what does that entail? The devil, as they say, is in the details. I wouldn't want you to be unsatisfied. He will do well sometimes and not well other times professionally. I have no dominion over this. That is greed, ambition, treachery. Yes, as it turns out, in your very cutthroat world, and I love your cutthroat world, treachery is often necessary. He will be quite attached to you. Oh, yes. If you want him, you're going to have him. You're going to have him all the time, I hope, for your sake, that this man is who you need by your side at all times. be like a puppy. This is the only kind of desire I can instill. Pure, unfiltered, irrational desire. But I can smell it on you. That makes you wet. So maybe your desire isn't as pure as you thought, because the idea of someone needing you that fucking much is torturous for your clit. It's sensitive, swollen, and if I put my hand right here, I'd be able to feel that. This feeling that I'm giving you by rubbing you over your panties, it'll never end any better than this. This is the most pleasure you would feel for 15 years, because I am never gonna let you come, sweetheart. There is not a chance in my hell that I agree to that without getting something much more in return. And there isn't a lot more I can ask for than to control the thing you need the most. So, your need for his need. Sign.